This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Alright, now everybody be silent. We're recording.
Let me pick my eye boogers right after we start.
I can't stop pooping.
That was her, not me.
To be fair, you did sound like Alex.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sounded like you were doing an impression of me, really.
Good. That's what I meant. That's what you said to me. Alex messaged, hi, Skank Skanks. Nat's here. Woo!
We have a lady guest.
Hey.
Nat.
She's our first lady.
I know. I forgot we had a no girls allowed rule, but it's okay, Nat. Nat's cool.
I'm a girl, you know?
Yeah. Wait, why did I agree with you? Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of a dude. I don't know.
You guys thought you hated two giggly bitches. Boy, do we have a Simpson for you.
What?
I can think of the word.
In her name.
Oh, boy. Let me just scratch my tit real quick.
You know, it's what we do here. We're nasty. We're dirty girls. I keep moving my hair so everybody can see my big-ass forehead.
I'm glad you forgot about the can't stop pooping story and your lies and slander.
Oh, I couldn't stop pooping. It was me. It was shitting my brains out. 6 days worth of poop all at once. It was a lot.
Jesus. Were you constipated?
Oh my gosh. I went on a little vacation and I get back. Like, the whole time I'm like, how am I not pooping? This is insane. The moment I stepped foot into my house, my stomach was like, I was like, oh no.
My body knew you were home.
Yeah. And my dog was like all excited, like, oh, I love you. I miss you. And I'm like, I gotta go. Meet me in the bathroom, pup.
I forgot that bothers you. Did anyone watch Legion of Skanks?
Fuck no.
I did. I did for once.
For once.
I watched one of the two episodes we're supposed to talk about.
Me too.
And I just found out I didn't finish it because I didn't see the tranny. Sorry.
I think that one, she said she sucked her own dick and then it got really dark when she was sucking her dick. So.
And it really looked like a dildo. Yeah. I didn't believe it either.
Mm-mm. She said she tweeted it, but I don't know her handle. So I don't know. I think it was just not, like, for something to get people to subscribe to her OnlyFans.
That makes sense.
Has anyone ever actually seen her dick?
Does she even have a dick?
That's what I'm wondering. Is she even really a tranny? Or is she just always been
in
lady?
Transition? These would be a tranny, I think.
These are the hard questions here.
Wait, no.
I feel like I could pretend.
Male to female.
Yeah, I feel like I could pretend I'm a dude transitioning into a woman. I feel like I could pull that off.
I think I could.
No, you could not. Look at your boobs.
You guys want to see my titties?
Yeah.
All right, let's pause the recording. I'll show these sluts my saggy mom tits, and then we'll get back to business.
I've seen them so many times.
I was just like, whatever.
Speaking of business... Alex.
Yeah.
Man hands.
Yeah.
Do Do you have any fun business ideas?
I don't have any new ones.
What the fuck?
Did I say my invention?
Which one?
For the plumbers?
I don't know. I don't watch this podcast. Me either.
I do watch it sometimes, and I can't remember, so.
we just be saying shit sometimes. I don't know.
What's the invention for plumbers?
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed a little bit of water under my sink, like a little tiny bit, and I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? So I had to take everything out from under the, because there was no man around to help. So I had to take everything out from under the sink and like try to find like a wet spot. Right here. and it was like way in the back and then way up behind the sink. You know, like the sink comes down into the cupboards. It was like way up there. I'm like, how the fuck are you supposed to see that? You have to like get on your back and then the bottom of the cupboard is just like jamming into your ribs and spine, right?
Yes.
And then I was thinking about how, you know, I was like, you know how mechanics have those things that they lay on and they roll under the car on it?
Mm-hmm.
There should be something in that vein for plumbers. So you don't have to have the bottom of the cupboard jammed up into your bones.
But plumbers are usually fat.
So they have, well, that. You don't want to pinch in.
You get stuck.
They got back fat to cushion. Skinny plumbers only.
Okay, thanks for ruining my invention. Never
I'm
mind.
Sorry, I just it's a good idea. I'm just you know, I'm just here to, we gotta work out the flaws before we take it to Shark Tank.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Well.
I told you before we started that I have nothing.
Oh my god, my ass is eating my shorts.
I saw that earlier.
Sorry.
Well, Natalie, do you have any business ideas?
Well, I sure do.
She came prepared.
I did.
She's prepared. The only one.
I'm trying to think. I think I thought about this yesterday or maybe the day before. And I was just like, I was thinking about brothels for ladies. And then I was just thinking about brothels and restaurants. I'm like, restaurant whores, restaurant whores. A brothel, restaurant.
All together.
Beauty. Perfect.
I love it. What do they serve? What kind of food do they serve?
Well, salad.
Definitely salad.
Swiss cheese sandwiches.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Donuts.
Is there any kind of like glazed cat food? I mean, not cat food.
Cat food?
I don't mean like cat food, tuna? Like cats eat. I was thinking like
tuna fish.
Pussy.
Yeah.
What do pussies eat?
Cucumbers. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. What else? Eggplants?
Bananas? Did we say bananas?
Oh. It's been about two seconds.
Casseroles?
Casseroles?
Oh.
I'm stuck on cats.
Casseroles. We're cooking up the pussy.
Oh.
That's our guarantee.
Are the chefs all Asian?
Absolutely. Of course. Where else are you going to get good fried cat? Fries sprinkled with something.
What?
Fries. Always have fries.
Cum shakes.
Cunt shakes?
Cum shakes. Oh. Or cunt, I don't know. It's actually also a sperm bank, so we're doing good things.
Oh, nice, yes.
Yeah.
So no, there's
back
no
to
waste.
The community, right.
Love that.
It just gets spat into a container.
What about like cream pies?
Cream pies.
All
oh,
the
yeah.
cream pies.
Hello?
Chocolate, banana, coconut.
Yeah. I think this is a great idea.
I'd give you all my money.
I think we should do it in Vegas or wherever it's legal to be a prostitute.
Is somewhere Vegas in Nevada. The only place?
I don't know. I don't know much about prostituting.
Me either.
I'm from Canada.
Canada?
Canada?
I think so.
I don't know. You know who probably knows?
Who?
Chris O'Connor.
Let's call him up. Get him on the horn.
Hey, you little fat ass. Tell us where the prostitutes are.
Where can we get tooted up?
What's this deal with tooting?
Where can I get some toots?
Where can I toot?
Right here. Come toot on me. Oh, I'm crying already. Don't look.
Don't look at me.
You talked about pooping and you're like, don't look at me, wipe my tears.
Pooping is intimate. Fine. Feelings are not okay.
Even the good ones.
Oh, hell.
What was yours, Hannah?
Oh, okay. So, do you ever just dry? Like your skin, you need some moisture up in this bitch, but also you need to know what time it is. But wait, there's more. A watch strictly for lesbians like Nat. Oh, she's not a lesbian right now.
Oh, hang on.
There it is. All right, smartwatches.
But. Okay, now I get it. I was like, why did you just call her a lesbian? That's so mean.
Oh, I knew. I'm like, oh, wait, hang on.
But wouldn't that be better if it just squirted out
out? I wish lotion? I had lotion right now to demonstrate.
I know, I don't have any lotion in here, and it's upsetting. But if I did, imagine. Okay, you know how, aren't those waterproof? Like to an extent, and that like plays a sound where it like squirts out the water at like if it gets wet.
I haven't tried that function. Oh, well, I haven't tried to squirt my watch yet.
Okay, well, you get on that. Let me know.
Okay,
but I'm pretty sure that like it, and maybe it's not all of them. Maybe it's just like I don't know ones that I've seen before. Because anybody that I've encountered that has a smartwatch, they're like, and if it gets wet, you can play the sound and it squirts out the water. And just like that. But it just like squirts out lotion and you're like, oh, refreshing. And you can get them elbows.
It'll and be also practical in the winter.
Exactly.
Like, let me just get some lotion.
It's great for hand jobs too. It's right there.
Yes.
There you go.
And like, yeah, perfect. Perfect for hand jobs.
For handies. For man hands.
Man hand jobs.
Man handies.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to put Nat's name into that and I couldn't figure it out.
All Nat. Natural man handies. Woo. I'm over here doing straw tricks again. Everybody watch out.
Hannah is so good at blowing and sucking.
Do you guys want to see?
Yeah.
Right, I needed a real concentration.
I feel like you could do better than that. There you go.
I'm a professional.
Oh, yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Well, technically it's not anymore, but it's St. Patrick's Day tonight, so we're drinking.
It still is for me.
Oh, Jameson, sure.
Mm-hmm. It's also only 10:30 here, so.
Where are you?
Oregon.
I forget Oregon. That place exists.
Me too.
I don't.
Go there.
I hate it.
It has its moments.
I keep getting ads for Jameson now because of St. Patrick's Day, I guess. And I was like, I can get like one bottle of Jameson. It'll be fine. No. Thank God, Texas. In Texas, you can't buy liquor in the grocery store because I am too lazy to go find a liquor store.
You can't?
Same That's in Oregon.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Oregon, Washington.
At fucking Toys R Us here.
That doesn't exist anymore. You mean like back behind the old abandoned one?
There's a guy that Where sells you Jameson out of his car in the Toys R Us parking lot.
It's like that steak, that Omaha Steaks, but for Jameson.
Actually, just like within the last couple of years, you were able to buy alcohol on Sundays here. Because, you know, Jesus. Jesus. But actually, still, it's like there's a cutoff. It's like on Sundays, you can't buy it after 9. It's like 8 or 9 mm-hmm. to like 6 a.m. or something.
I feel like there's some dumb rules like that here, but I really don't buy that much alcohol at that time anyway.
No.
You stay prepared.
Yeah. My dad does a lot of work for like a local liquor store chain here, so I'm always just like, hey, do you have any, would you happen to have, and every time I go over there he's like, I got you some Tito's. I'm like, my guy. Thank you very much.
Did you have more business ideas? I feel like you listed a couple. Yeah, they're really great.
I don't know,
we're all really good businessmen.
It's true. We should.
I made notes, but I don't know what they mean, so I'm not even gonna.
That sounds familiar.
Did I wake up in a dream and like write something? Or, oh. I literally put sleep talking, walking.
What? You were sleep talking and walking.
I used to sleep talk.
You did?
Mm-hmm. My college roommate, poor thing, I scared the shit out of her one night because she was like off being a whore doing something. And I was sleeping in our bunks. And she walks in, and I don't remember this at all. This is her telling me. I sat straight up and I said, what the fuck are you doing here, bitch? I was like, eyes closed.
I would probably hit you.
She was like, Nat, are you awake? And I just laid back down.
My sister talks in her sleep. And for a while, when we lived with our grandparents, we had to share a bed. Not even just a bedroom, but a bed when we were teenagers. And she worked at Burger King.
Ew, so she smelled like grease all the time.
Well, yeah, but like one night she was just like mumbling in her sleep. And then she sat up like that and she looked at me and she was like, why aren't you making the chicken whoppers? And I was like, what? I don't work here.
Wait. Chicken whoppers?
Yes.
Is that a thing? Do those exist?
It was in 2003, I guess.
Oh, I was a child.
And then there was the time it was like Christmas Eve and I couldn't sleep. So I got up and ate the cookies that were for Santa because I knew Santa wasn't real. And my sister was like, no, Santa, you can't go. You didn't eat your cookies. She's older than me.
My sister used to sleep talk And then I realized later that she was just lying to me. She was awake and fucking with me. She was like talking about the pink and purple snakes at the creek. And then was like, she went and like walked and put her shoes on and like left the house. And I was so concerned about her. I didn't follow her because I'm not going outside in the night. But she was like, I have to go get the snakes. I have to go get the snakes. And I was like, what snakes? What's not? Ew, speaking of my sister, she fucking had, because we have different moms, and she was like an every other weekend kind of sister.
Part-time.
Yeah, and she had this, like, it was a Winnie the Pooh alarm clock, and her room was right next to mine, and it was set for, like, school time. And so it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I just hear like Tigger's laugh, and it fucking scared the shit out of me. And I was like banging on my parents' door, I'm like, Tigger's here, Tigger's here.
Oh boy,
the Tiggers are here, the Tiggers are here. And I was so scared. fucking spooked me.
There was a time my sister got up out of bed and she was just wandering around our bedroom and then like closed our bedroom door and squatted down in front of our door, like inside of it, and just started peeing. Like she pulled her pants down. She thought she was on the toilet.
That didn't happen to me, but I was at a graduation party once and this girl, we were all like, you know, smoking spice out on the trampolines. It's what teenagers do. And this girl, Haley, she just like, she sits up because I was like fucked up and was like laying on the trampoline, and she just sits up and she goes, I have to go pee, will you come with me? And we weren't like friends, but I was like, I got you. And so we walk inside and there's a bunch of people in this girl's living room. This was not her house. And we walk in and she goes and sits in the recliner in the living room. Well, like pulls her pants down and sits in the recliner and just pisses all over this girl's dad's chair. And then everybody's like laughing at her. And I'm just sitting there staring at her like, this is not the bathroom.
Oh my God. She wasn't asleep, but one time I had my friend Kelsey over to stay the night and she was sitting on my sister's bed.
Who the fuck
is Kelsey? I haven't spoken to her in years, but she was sitting on my sister's bed and I made her laugh so hard that she peed a full pee on my sister's bed. And we were like, oh my God, what do we do? So we just like put a fan on it and like sprayed it with perfume.
Oh no, so now it smells like fruity pee.
Yeah.
Oh gross.
Like hopefully this will dry out before she goes to bed.
Oh my God.
What did your sister do?
I don't think she noticed.
Ew.
How would you not notice a full pee?
I don't know. It dried up.
I told the story. I know because we named the episode Teenage Piss Pants. So just remember, but yes. I was like 13 years old, like 12 or 13. And I was like doing hood rat shit with this boy. And we were out in the woods. And I had to pee so bad. And I was like, oh no. And I just pissed my pants. And like, I couldn't hold it, just pissed my pants. And then I acted like I fell down in mud on a dry day. Like, and then he like, as like, then I was in high school later, years later, obviously that's how age works. And he was like, do you remember that time? And I was like, you knew I peed my pants. Like, obviously.
You thought you got away with it?
Yeah, because he didn't say anything then.
He probably didn't know what to say.
Yeah, this my child girlfriend pissed her pants.
She's lying to me.
Well, he's not gonna say anything if he wants to fuck you.
True.
That's true.
I don't know if I was even fucking yet. I definitely wasn't fucking him yet.
Well, he was trying to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want to ruin his chances.
And embarrassing you wouldn't help.
Well, he did it later, and I was embarrassed.
You should be.
Oh, God.
I would have just pissed in the woods. Like,
I know. I don't.
She was too embarrassed to even say, I have to pee.
I snuck out and spent the entire like overnight with him, was at his house, could have went to pee. He had toilets. But no, I'm going to pee my pants since we're running from my mom. Oh, God. I haven't peed my pants since then, though.
That's good.
That's good.
Progress.
Oh, baby steps, you know?
There we go.
Well, we did it.
Like, 20 minutes or something.
Did you ever write down the time? Because I didn't.
No, I did not. I tried to guess it like 10 minutes ago.
Trying to think. Has anything fun happened to anybody lately?
Anything fun?
I went on a whole scandalous adventure, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. Me and Alex, we had lots of fun last week.
Turns out pussy is not that bad.
Don't know if you don't try.
Exactly. My forehead is sweaty.
All that piss. All that piss talk.
Piss. Get me hot and bothered. Oh, God.
You had, like, 3 notes about Legion of Skanks.
Okay, well, I didn't watch whatever the one without Sagalo was. I watched the Sagalo one.
I don't think I finished the one before that.
Oh, good. Because did you watch that one, Alex?
Nope.
Okay, fuck that episode.
I haven't watched it since I didn't watch the one with Kim and Kumiya.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I don't remember anything about it, but it was good.
I'll take your word for it. I remember laughing a lot.
I just know Kim was, like, slanging them like she does.
I know in this one, Sagala was talking about Klonopins. I know you've never taken Klonopin. I'm pointing at you, Alex.
I know.
I know your bitch ass has never taken Klonopin. Do you enjoy pills, Matt?
I've never taken those pills. I've only taken prescribed pills to me.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of
so pills. I'm not excited.
She's more of a sweet baby angel than I am because I took my mom's Vicodin, which she gave to me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Let me just tell you about Klonopins, guys.
Okay.
They're a good fucking test. I love them so much that I refuse to take them because when my ex and I first got together, he was slinging Klonopins. And so, and then I got married 2 months later, you know? I don't know.
The Klonopins made you do it.
I agree. Worst decision.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah,
you're getting get married. A bad marriage. Marriage.
You know.
Get marriage.
They're basically like Xanax, which I also know you don't. But
I've taken someone else's Xanax before.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Klonopins are. But I think before he had them, I was hanging out with his friend. Because that's me, homie hopping, you know. And sometimes you just make the wrong decision. You're like, oh, I like that one instead. But this boy, he gave me some Klonopins. And then the next day I woke up naked in his bed. And then I would never talk to him again. Because I was like, oh, he probably fucked me.
Oh, no.
So I don't take Klonopins anymore. I don't do any pills, but... I think
those just have always made me feel like sick, like not like, yeah, it feels good for a second, but then I'm like, I think I'm gonna die soon. So I don't, not for me.
Yeah, not a fan. I mean, I am actually a very big fan, but that's why I don't do it.
I loved Vicodin, but after a little bit, then you're like, well, now I need more. But then if you take too much, then you're going to throw up. And I hate throwing up.
whenever I got my teeth removed, I had the Vicoprofen because I can't have Tylenol. So those were fun.
They gave me Percocet when I got a tooth removed. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't feel like I need this, but okay.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, they gave me some other brand, but it was the same thing as Vicodin. Mm-hmm. And I took one of them and I almost threw up and I was like, I'm just taking Advil now because I don't want to throw up into my mm-hmm. open wounds.
Yeah. Blood and
ew. Can we go back to pooping?
Ew.
Stories.
I can't handle vomit. Oh my gosh. Speaking of vomit and my scandalous adventure.
Ew.
My friend, we were drinking and my friend threw up.
Yeah,
Alex
did.
Threw up and she was like, she was sitting on the toilet and threw up into the bathtub.
Oh no, it wasn't me then. I didn't know where this was going.
And I just hear, Hannah.
And I like, take care of me.
I like run in. I'm like, what? What is the problem? And then I see just the fucking Wendy's.
and they said,
what do I do? And I go, I got this. I'm a mom. I've cleaned up my share of vomit in the bathtub. And so I'm like, go get a cup. And I'm like rinsing it down the drain. And I'm like, I got this. Do you need anything else? And I went and got water for this friend.
You gotta get the chunks out. You can't just let the chunks go down.
They went down. I wasn't gonna scoop them out.
Well, that's gonna be a clog later.
I don't live there.
That's for future friend. That's a future friend problem.
They can deal with that.
That's nasty.
So gross.
Sorry, friend.
You're just telling me all of the gross stories.
I went on we went to dinner and I'm like, we're leaving. I'm on my mom's on speakerphone. And I was like, we went to this fancy ass restaurant. I don't deserve this fancy. I'm trash. And my mom goes, were you farting in the restaurant? Love that for me. Thanks. So
didn't she say again?
Yes.
Again. What was that about?
She knew she was on speakerphone and she was twat swatting me over here.
Did you do that before? Like when you were a kid or something?
I'm not a farter. Like, I mean, I fart, obviously, but
I don't.
Not in restaurants.
Not in public. And it's never like noticeable. Nobody knows. I'm like a sneaky farter.
That's what you think. I bet people know.
And everybody's just like,
they're just not telling you.
You're just too hot for anyone to say anything.
They're like, I'm pretty sure that hot girl just farted in there.
They're like open mouth smelling it.
Ew.
Purpose. No, they're like, oh yeah. That's like, what her insides smell like.
I don't like this anymore.
I don't think you understand how disgusting men are.
They truly are. I've had a guy say that, like, whilst penetrating me, telling me that they want me to fart in their mouth. And I'm like, first of all, ew. Second of all, I don't know what kind of lady you think I am. I can't just fart on command. I am not that bitch. I'm sure that's a talent, but it's not one I possess.
Oh my God. When I first moved out to California to live with my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, and I met his like friend group, there was one chick in the friend group that bragged about this, like it was like this special cool talent that she had, that, and everyone else seemed to think this was awesome too, and I was completely disgusted, but she could fart, suck it up into her pussy and then queef it back out.
Ew. I thought you were going to say she could just queef on command. I was like, I can do that.
I can't do that. I mean, like, if there's air in there, I can get it out just fine. But I don't know how to, like, make it.
Oh, my gosh. I'll teach you.
I don't want to. I hate it. It feels so gross.
Queefs are funny, though.
They're so funny.
I always laugh.
If you don't laugh every time,
I want to kill myself every time.
Like, no matter what's going on, you know, I'm just like, I just start busting up laughing, and then we're just laughing. And they're like, oh yeah, we're having sex. Okay.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm being penetrated. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, okay, keep this going.
Oh,
wrap
my gosh.
This up.
I remember my friend. My friend Latea and I, we were laying on the bed, and her older sister, who was in high school, we were in like middle school, and we were like, Alyssa, watch what we can do. we're queefing for her sister, and she goes, don't do that. If you do that, you're not going to be able to get pregnant later. You're going to have miscarriages later. You're going to all this stuff. Come and on. It scared me to death. And then murder suicide, baby. Hey. And then this bitch can't have kids. And I'm like, oh, was she right?
I've heard it's really, really dangerous to get air up in there.
I heard that, like, while you're pregnant, if you get air in there, then it could be a problem.
Oh, but,
like,
maybe it was that then. Because I remember when I was pregnant, yeah, it was a pregnancy thing, because all this stuff was like, never blow air into her vagina. And I was like, who does that? First of all.
Like,
just like blowing raspberries, motorboating a pussy.
Oh my god, blowing to my pussy daddy.
Ew,
somebody probably is into that.
Guaranteed. I'm sure a lot of people are. I just was like, what? Because I mean, I was 19 the first time I got pregnant.
Yikes. Not that you were 19, but
well, yeah. Also that
I wasn't much older. I don't know. That's math, and I don't know how to do that. But I think I was like 22 or 23. My leg pits are so sweaty right now.
My neck.
This is the nasty cast. This is nasty.
Nasty.
Nats cast.
Nats cast.
Natsy? Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
That's Natsy my solo podcast. Oh. Oh, shit. So Klonopin. So Brenda did some Klonopin.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And he was like, I was just buying my girlfriend shit. And he was talking about a dress, and he pulls out a magnet. He's like, look at this. I was so bummed because I was in the place that they were at. And I was like, the day that I got there, Mike Cannon got there. And I was like, hey, Cannon, guess what? But I didn't want to tell him because that's creepy. I'm already like obsessed. And if I'm like, I followed you to
I'm in town.
I think they've said about 1,000 times where they were, and it's hilarious that you're not saying
it. I don't know what you're talking about. I was right here the whole time.
Came to Texas.
I came in Texas. Let me just tell you.
I'm very good with my hands.
Yeah, I'm just certain that Chris probably listens to this now, and fuck you and your mom, bitch. So, if you really want to know where I was, do your homework.
Yeah, research, science.
I feel like it probably won't be that hard at this point.
No,
it won't. You probably already put a GPS tracker on your in your ass or something.
I was like, where
was
he put it?
Right up the butthole.
In the sole of your shoe. I don't know.
He implanted it into my
He put it in his urethra and then put it in your butt.
Ugh. Not you. You, I meant like him. Stop putting things in my butt.
He had better be done with that.
He is. Thank God. I haven't had Chinese food in a while, but you know.
Me either. And I want beef and broccoli so bad.
I would fucking kill my cat for beef and broccoli right now. I'm just kidding.
You could. You could make beef and broccoli with your cat.
I don't like that. I also don't have any broccoli right now.
I want some general sows or sows or whatever it is. You know, the general. That sounds.
I was going to say not KFC. That's the colonel.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell. It's fucking sweaty in here. What? So, Klonopins.
You love them.
We love them. We are four Klonopins here. Whoever's on the fourth mic always fucked up. Lewis was scolding Bobby.
Poor Bobby.
I know. Bobby should get a new job.
He could come work for us.
Hey, Bobby.
We can't pay him, per se.
But, you know, charity looks good on a resume.
Extracurriculars.
And as people learned from watching my Instagram story today, I also like to pay men for their services or goods with blowjobs. So there's at least that.
It's great. Alex currency.
Will give you a blowjob if you come to Skanks Kings podcast. Facts. Bobby.
Just Bobby.
Only Bobby.
Bobby.
And Nat.
You get ready for that blowjob. It's coming away.
Just don't blow air up.
No, I won't literally blow.
That's how blowjobs work. No wonder they don't like them.
Is it dangerous to blow air into a man's penis? Or just spat when I said penis?
Penis.
I don't know. I heard a story about a man shoving a double A battery into his penis recently.
I don't like that.
For why? Why? And why would you not? If you need we'll get there. If you really need a battery up your pee hole, why would you not go AAA, you know?
Or like maybe he started that way.
Like when they and do then those he needed stupid more. Plugs in their ears.
Yeah. Ew.
Except for his pee hole.
Yeah, he's gauging it.
His slit.
I don't like that.
Sorry.
Ew.
You're so gross.
I'm just trying to keep the cats nasty.
That is nasty.
It came to my head, so I said it.
I liked it, actually.
I saw a thing on Twitter from the New York Post about a lady. Now, I don't click on links. Mm-mm. To stories, articles, whatever. I just don't. I just read the headline and then I keep scrolling. I'm like, that's bizarre. I don't think that's true. And then I just keep scrolling. But it's, and I sent a screenshot of it to my husband because he was talking about how he hates the news and blah, blah, blah. I was like, you want to see something crazy from the news? But it was this, it said that this lady had a UTI, and then it turned out that her UTI was a full glass cup inside her bladder.
For four years. I didn't click on it either because it's the New York Post, and I'm like, come on.
I took a little screenshot of it and sent it to my husband. I was like, it's from the New York Post. And then he went and found it because I didn't give him the link. I don't know why. And he was like, the article says that she inserted it through her pee hole. And I'm like, I don't think that's possible.
How?
big is her goddamn pee hole?
I don't understand.
Like, even a shot glass, you couldn't do that.
I'm so confused. Shocking, I know. But what? In her vagina?
Not her vagina.
Into her bladder.
Her bladder. Totally different hole.
Like, how?
For why?
And then why did she just leave it there for 4 years? And then she's like, you know what? I think I have a UTI. I'm having a real hard time peeing.
How did it not bother her until 4 years later?
I don't understand.
Confused.
It just can't be real.
I don't believe it at all.
Like, I'm gonna have to see the cup come out of her. I need to see the surgery.
I need to see her urethra.
Yeah.
What's going on with that thing? I was like, I don't even know if I can put that in my vagina.
No.
I've had a 10-pound baby.
I was a 10-pound baby.
Aww.
My sister was a big old fatty.
I was fat.
Oh, yeah. She had like a quadruple chin when she came out.
The arm meat and the leg meat. Oh,
oh my gosh. I was a fat baby, but like after, like once I started breastfeeding, not like coming out, I was regular sized. And when they cut me out of there, because I'm difficult, and I was like, I'm not turning around. I'm coming feet first, bitch.
Oh my God, of course you would.
And I was, come get me, motherfucker. They did. They came and got me. They said, slice. Welcome, Karen. I mean, they sliced Karen. I'm not Karen.
I was like, what?
The whole time?
Why would you lie about your name?
Because I didn't want you guys to judge me.
Karen isn't a good name right now, so I get it.
Yeah, but I feel like that just started after she's already been Hanwich forever.
Yeah, spelled wrong because I'm a big dumb dummy.
Yeah.
Spelled wrong since, I don't know, whenever I made Twitter.
I don't think I've ever noticed that, and now I'm going to notice.
Because it was supposed to be like Manwich.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm dumb.
Yeah. So I can get the point across.
But I got fat tits, though.
Oh, God. You know, when I try to like tag you on Twitter sometimes, it comes up with, I swear to God it's you, but another Hanwich account, like a really old one. Oh, sorry. I'll cut it out.
I'm just kidding. No, this is an old one. I think I actually made this one first and then forgot all this information and then made a new one and then remembered the information and came back to this one. But like, it's still like high school and a little after the old one. So everybody be cool. Don't go look at that.
Why don't you just delete it?
I don't know how. I don't know this stuff.
Report it as like a fake account.
Ooh, you're so smart. Wow.
Sometimes, you know, I got ideas.
She's the fucking watch. She's got lotion in her watch.
I'm like, squirt.
See, isn't that podcast. Wouldn't that be so convenient?
It like has a little container like right here.
Or even like hand sanitizer.
I know, when you guys were saying you didn't have lotion, I was like, I have hand sanitizer, a little baby one.
I have nothing. You know what I do have, and I need you to stop fucking telling me that I don't, Alex? A jar full of fingernails.
Totally normal.
Look at my ugly ass fingers because I took all my nails off.
How's that ugly?
Yeah.
You just have normal nails like all of us.
Ew. Yeah. Look at my peasant fingers.
It's just my fingernails with polish on them. Ew. They're not even fake.
They're real, guys. And I don't like it. But I did do green for the St. Patrick's Day. Actually, a person told me to do them green.
Do you have any weird objects near you?
For me?
Yeah.
Got these markers.
Markers?
A dog toy.
I have this little tiny slinky dog.
Is that from the Toy Story?
Yeah. I'm obsessed with, there's like a, it's called like World's Smallest, and it's just toys and other things, and I buy them every time because I'm a fucking child, and this came from it. Oh, fuck my butt. I don't have anything
weird. There's a microscope.
I have a backgammon set.
I have a pig.
Somewhere. Oh, no, I don't.
Hannah, you have the weirdest items.
You do.
I have nothing weird.
If I was in my sewing room, I could have, like, shit, but.
What's that? Oh.
Bendy trap.
I got it for.
For your gimp ass.
I got it as, like, a. To hold my titties. In an outfit.
In a dress, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my tits are too fat and it didn't work.
Duct tape.
God, that sounds so painful.
I know.
My couch.
Do you guys want to hear something really embarrassing?
Yes, yeah. Always.
My senior year of high school, it was a joke between my friend and I to do, we were like, let's do camo prom dresses. And I told my mom, and my mom's a crafty bitch. And she was like, oh, really? I got you. And made me a camouflage dress. And so that she spent all this time and money, whatever, working on this shit. So I was like, I have to wear it now. Like, whatever. So it was like it was like mossy oak camouflage material. And then it had pink sequins on it. And like the
back. Pink what?
Like
sequins.
There's no sequins. T. There is no T in that word.
There is today, bitch.
Okay.
Sequins. She's got that 16% alcohol.
I have 16% of alcohol, you know? And it was strapless because that's what I wanted. And then again, fat tits, you know, strapless is just not an option. And I was even fatter in high school.
Really? Because I feel like strapless is too hard with the small tits because it's just, there's nothing to hold it up at all.
Well, this was just like pulling them down because I was on the fucking, the birth control shot. So I was real fat. Mm. And, but yeah, so I'm sitting there like, there's pictures of me from prom where I'm just like holding my dress up because it was just too heavy because it's also not fucking like material for your clothes. But yeah, so then I was like, I was like, I need to do something because it was as tight as it could be, like tied up. There was nothing holding my dress up. So this is Indiana. We all have duct tape in our vehicles. I'm like, Sammy, do you have duct tape? And she was like, of course I do. We go out and I duct taped my fucking dress up. So I'm wearing a camouflage duct taped dress. And then I'm dancing, fucking dancy pants over here. So now I'm sweaty. So now my duct tape isn't even holding my dress up. And I was like, can we please leave? Let's just go get drunk somewhere.
Should have had Gorilla tape.
I know. Yeah.
That shit's insane.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something else really trashy? The sad thing is, it's trashy right now. So my front door was kind of broken and like to where, so it's like kind of like off like the screen door. And I went up to let my dog out and then the wind just blew my door shut. And I was like, ah, fuck my butt. And I couldn't get it open. So there was like gardening tools. I don't know. It's like the one that it's for like pulling weeds. I don't exactly know what it's called, but So I'm over there, like, I was sitting there, like, smashing the fucking screen door. Like, I have to break the window because there's no other way in this bitch. And I was like, it wasn't working. So then I was like, all right, I'm just going to kick the window in. I know I can do that. And I fucking kick the window. The whole glass falls out. It didn't break. It just falls out. So now my screen door is just the window and the bottom window. There is none. So then it starts piss pouring rain that night. And right before I'm about to go to bed, I look over and my living room is just covered in water. And I was like, ah, fuck my butt. So now I notice that the weather stripping on my, like, the big door clearly doesn't work. So I was like, I don't know what else to do. So I start taping trash bags to the fucking, and it's held up with Gorilla Tape right now. Currently. Fucking trash bags on my door because I got locked out of my house and kicked the window out. So that's fun.
Who hasn't duct taped trash bags to a broken window?
I definitely have.
Exactly. We all have.
But as an
adult?
Been
a long time. No.
Exactly.
Oh, you want to know something else trashy?
Oh, yes. I love. Fuck you, trash cast. This is now the nasty trash cast.
The nasty trash cast. So I only remember that I said this on the podcast way back in the day from when we did that 7 minutes thing. It's a long time ago. I told you. You want to know something really trashy? I have a hot top, a hot, not a hot tub. I have a hot tub, but it's one of those inflatable ones.
Nice.
And you cracked up laughing. You're like, no, you do not. Well, update. You know who else now owns? Actually, I don't anymore because I threw mine away when I moved. But
did I shame you into throwing your hot tub away?
No, I just hot tub. We needed to room in the truck. You can only get so big of a truck. So we got rid of the hot tub. Lewis got a fucking inflatable hot tub.
I'm not surprised at all by that. Not that he's trashy. I don't think he's like necessarily trashy, but that seems like a fucking Lewis purchase to me. An inflatable hot tub? Hot tub?
Hot tub?
God damn it. I didn't mean it that time.
Inflatable hot tub?
It's hard. Words are hard.
Have you ever had an inflatable hot tub?
Nope.
What about a pool?
Yeah.
I had an inflatable pool for my child.
All right, so I have a trashy thing.
Yes.
You know those kind of like collapsible, but not, it's like a foldable dog pool.
Yeah.
It's not inflatable. You can just fold it out and fill it up. So I do that every summer, but my dog doesn't like it. So I just sit in it by myself. I still do it and I'm going to do it.
We have one of those in my shed right now.
Why not? Why not?
It's amazing. I love it.
Oh. We had like above ground pools.
I've never had for years. Pool. I've only ever had above ground pools.
We started.
As an adult, I've had those pools like that she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. We started out with like the long rectangular ones and it's inflatable. It's like three rings or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. We started out with those and then those end up leaking so fast. Like the top thing wouldn't stay inflated. So it was like, and then we got the kind that like, just there's just a ring around the top and then it's like it just bulges out when you fill it up with water, like the rest of it is soft, you know, the whole thing's soft, and then it's got the ring around the top
because and there's no like frame right on that
no
one.
Frame, but it's got a pump or a filter and a pump, so that was pretty sweet. But that started to get holes and stuff, so we got rid of that. And then we got the kind with like a metal frame. and it's like just the liner and then the metal poles go through the frame. I'm sorry, I keep hitting my microphone. The metal poles go like through the thing, the liner, and it just holds it up like that. We had that for a couple years. Also got rid of that when we
my grandma had one like you're talking about that was like no frame, but like just once you but like a ring around the top.
Yeah.
And my niece and I were in it, and my grandpa, rest in peace, came over, and because he's a fucking asshole, he's just, his hands are dirty, so he's rinsing his hands off in the pool, and he leans over the pool, and you know, once the water starts going over, the whole fucking side of the pool goes over. My niece and I just go whoosh over the fucking edge, and then it's just like we're being waterboarded because we're under the water now. It was a whole situation.
He was trying to kill you.
I think he might have been. Quit playing in my corn truck. AKA just a dump truck that he had in the butcher shop, just full of corn that he would grind up for the cows. And we would just go like play in the back, like play in the corn. And he was like, do you understand you can sink in that and be stuck? And we're like, fuck it.
Like that movie that Lewis made me watch.
What?
What's the one? Oh, the guy know. From The Office, and then the deaf girl, and there's like aliens, and you have to be quiet.
Oh,
Quiet Place.
The quiet place.
Place.
Quiet Place.
Is it? They don't speak through the whole movie.
You can't. Yeah, the things will get you.
Yeah, they like don't see, but they like, hear.
The things. I don't know.
But the kids fell into like a grain silo and started like sinking into it.
Yeah, that stupid happens. Kids. Them fucking idiots. Who plays in corn? This is Indiana. It's what we do. Would you rather be playing the meth, Grandpa?
There's two options. No, there's three. Because there's bicycles everywhere.
God, the bicycles?
There's bicycles, corn, and meth. Like,
what do you want from me?
They probably, well, he'd probably choose the bicycles. I don't know why the pool talk reminded me of, I was in the pool with the kids one summer, and I was playing Tickle Shark, because I don't know, I get bored. And I was like, dunna, dunna. I go and tickle with the kids. Yes. And then they were trying to do it to me, so I convinced them that so it was.
You held them underwater.
No, I convinced my children that it was California state law that children were not allowed to tickle adults. And I was like, look, I'm your mom. I'm not going to call the cops on you. But if the neighbors see you tickling me, I don't. And like 2 years later, they said something about it. And I was like, oh, I was lying. That wasn't true.
Fucking lying to you, Karen.
Oh, man. Oh. You ever lie to your kids? Were you lied to as a child? Like any, like weird like that, not like.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure.
That's your real dad and it isn't.
It's okay if you fuck him. He's not your real dad. But I wouldn't get on a podcast and tell everyone.
Too late.
Well, that's your real dad. It's just that your mom isn't your real mom.
It's a whole thing. I don't know who my family is. I don't look like anyone.
Is there a chance you were a dumpster baby?
I am trash.
Oh, you look like your dad, kind of. Not entirely. Not like if you held up a picture of you and your dad, I wouldn't be able to tell who was who. Not that much.
We have, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if my aunt is my mom or my mom is my mom, but the three of them, they were involved. And here I am. I don't know.
Maybe your aunt's your dad.
You know? With the incestual behavior that has happened in my family, I wouldn't be surprised.
Ew. I gotta stop picturing this.
What, my mom and my aunt
fucking? Incest?
Well, I'm picturing your aunt with your dad's cum in her, squirting it into your mom.
Sorry, Kyle. She listens to this while she works out.
Or your mom squirting it into your aunt.
It was definitely squirting for Bob, Kyle, and Karen. Everybody in the club.
Squirt. What's a good song we could turn into a squirt song?
The tipsy. I got a fake ID though. That one.
Everybody in the club.
Squirty.
Squirted.
I don't know that song.
You're too old for us. No, I'm just kidding.
You old fucking bitch.
Excuse, how old are you? That was so aggressive.
How old are you? How old are you? I'm going to be 30 in a couple of weeks.
Oh my God, you're so old.
I know. That's all over. Then I'm, you know, nothing, right? Once you hit 30, you're done.
I'll be a fucking big fat 28.
I thought you were 28 already.
You take that back.
I forgot how old you are.
Am I?
Wait, 28? No, 32 minus 5. We can do this. You're 27.
Although, having a kid ages a person, so I think I am actually 32.
Then what the fuck am I, 48?
Yeah, however old your oldest kid is.
And then you could probably multiply that by however many kids.
Oh, yeah, you're old as fuck.
Well, I have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old. So some man can go do the math for me.
A lot. She's old. She's a lot. I only know 32 because somebody else, a man, did the math for me and tells me that I'm 32. But my firstborn, Pub-Up, is 8 years old today. So,
oh, he's a dog.
That makes me. He's
a dog.
That doesn't count.
Did he come out of your vagina?
He came in it. I'm sorry, pup.
I almost spit that out.
Oh. How about those fucking Sixers? I don't even know what sport that is.
Your dog's coming in you. You still consider him your child?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. This is Indiana. So fuck your dad, dad, your children. Dad. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yes. Good to know.
My aunt is my mom. My mom is my aunt. It's a whole thing.
Maybe your dad is your mom.
Bob. You bitch.
Bobby Joe, maybe. Bobby Jean.
He went through the change. That's why you don't know any. He has a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
We are investigators.
We're gonna figure this out.
We are fingering it out over here.
Two fingers at a time.
And Elvis came in your dad before he was a dude.
It all makes so much sense to me now. My dad and Elvis do share a birthday. Let me just dox my dad. Does anybody need his address?
What's his mother's maiden name?
I don't know. It's something German as fuck.
Hitler?
From what I know. Wow, you're good at this. How'd you know?
You should be an FBI agent.
How do you know I'm not?
Ooh. She's the feds. Get her out of here.
I'm infiltrating.
Get her out. Fuck 12.
Oh, remember the graffiti in Houston?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Aw. Don't cry.
Did you guys do graffiti?
Huh?
Did you guys do graffiti?
No. You fucking cop. What is wrong with you?
Put them up.
I never have in my life.
My badge.
Here's my badge.
My badge, badge.
I don't have any other adge words. Here's my madge.
Are there any more adge words? Tragedy.
Tragedy. No.
We should just try to think of words again. That was adge. Fun for all.
Nope, can't think of any.
Wadge. That's so
badge.
Hannah.
Oh, I already said that, didn't I?
Yes.
Vincent. The main one.
Good God. Maybe I did take a lot of pins.
Sag.
I just said that one, but it's okay.
Well, I didn't hear you. I don't listen to people.
It's a mystery. Why were we talking about that?
I don't know.
Because she's the cops.
Because I'm a cop, yeah. I have to tell you.
Ow, I hit myself in my glasses.
And it hurt.
Come back here.
Get Jess over here.
What is happening?
This is the Nats cast, okay?
It's the nasty cast.
The nasty cast.
It's the Natsy casty, okay? Nasty. I'm not going to stop saying Natsy.
I won't.
I'll be your Natsy.
We needed somebody besides a blonde, blue-eyed person to be a Natsy with us. It's getting too real over here.
I'm neither blonde nor do I have blue eyes.
Fun fact, guys, I'm not really a blonde either.
You were.
I were, was, but.
I were, was.
I were, was.
And I then were, was once.
I stopped going outside. So my hair stopped being blonde.
Why'd you stop going outside? Were you locked up?
For the past 7 years, yes. I've been locked away.
She also became a vampire.
But now I'm in these streets. What's up? You know, at least they stopped talking about the fucking video games. That's nice. Shout out Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
Because they have, nice. Like, what, 8 months or something? Till that, whatever.
Well, Skankfest is in October, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, 8 months. I was like, excuse me, no, it's from April to October is 6 months. And then I realized you said eight.
So it'd be seven months.
Is it?
We're in the middle of
it's
March.
It's March.
Aren't we?
Yeah, but it's like, let's just debate about it for a while.
Let's figure out what day it is.
You guys do math. I'll just sit here and just spin around and vape.
Let's see. We've covered time zones and water towers, and now we're figuring out calendars.
This is a lot for our lady brains.
Where words come from.
We might be doing too much.
Never that.
You know, if we figure out the calendars, we will be unstoppable.
Hey, Matt.
This is true.
They don't want women to know these things.
Mm-mm. They don't want you to know.
But guess what? We're on the case.
Hannah figured out 8 plus 8 so fast today.
So fast. It's like someone told me the answer before.
She had
did
the
they?
Cheat sheet.
No.
Oh.
I did it all by myself.
He did it so fast.
I can do 8 plus 8. I got that one.
I think we all got that one now. Yes.
Now that you're Hannah welcome. Told us the answer.
You're welcome.
Okay, quick. What's 4 plus 4?
Fucking 8.
Fucking 8.
Hang on. choking. How about them fucking 49ers?
What did we even say about Legion of Skanks? Brendan was there. Clon and Pint.
Bobby got scolded.
Tip to lip.
Tip to lip.
Jamie the tranny.
I'm so jealous that men can potentially do that.
Yeah. Why can't I lick my own tip?
I bet you could if you tried. Like,
I did try.
Lots of stretching and yoga.
Ooh. Yoga. I keep saying I'm going to start it, and then I'm like.
That's what we should do for the Patreon.
Hot
we should
yoga.
Do yoga together.
Yeah.
And the only thing hot about it will be us.
Yeah, because it's like sweaty, not like attractive. Hell yeah.
Do it.
hang on. Let me get out my handy dandy notebook.
Before you forget.
There was the intern that no call, no showed. Did he say, he couldn't afford to stay in New York?
That was the Montezuma guy or Moctezuma.
It sounds like a motorcycle.
Blah, blah, blah. I can't make noises.
Is he out? Is that who they got rid of? Because he wasn't there? Because the one guy went tip to lip.
Mm-hmm. He got immunity.
And I think they said Jamie just has to stay in because she's a tranny.
Yeah. They gave her a pass.
Yeah.
For that fake dick sucking.
Do it or don't, bitch.
What about the guy with the titty?
Oh my God.
Isn't that disgusting?
I didn't see it. I heard him talking about it, but I was painting my nails. I was
Hannah.
Like watching.
It was titty.
It was so bad.
What?
Did he get eliminated? Or was it the Cockatizuma?
I think it was the guy who wasn't. I think it was Montezuma.
Yeah.
I think it
only seems fair that he was eliminated because he didn't come.
But Hannah, if you didn't see that, for real, the guy had like a normal pec on this side. And then this side was like, it was like if you took all the tit meat out of my left boob and just left the skin.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Why?
It was like flat and hanging down. And then he was just running shirtless. So it was like flopping.
Ew. Why? What's wrong with him? Is he okay?
I don't know.
I don't think he said anything. He's like, it's just my tit.
And he was like, women like it.
No.
And Lewis literally put his hand on him and he was like, no women like that.
Why did he have one tit?
I don't know.
We need answers.
I think he actually named like a medical condition, but I don't remember what he said.
Get your fucking tits fixed.
Seriously.
That's what they told him to do.
They were like, at least make the other one floppy or something. Like, you at least want it to be symmetrical. Like, Jay and Brendan were saying, like, I think Jay said, I'd rather be 100 pounds heavier than have that.
I do remember hearing Jay say that.
Yeah.
Dang. I'd say I'd go back and watch it, but I'm not going to. I'm sure I'll see it eventually.
I still have that tab open on my phone. I could try to show you, but it wouldn't. would be it would be better to screen share it, but then I gotta go find it.
Two men, one soup.
Can I find the spot where did I just get to it precisely?
Wow, you are so good at everything you do.
Oh no. Aw, hold on. You said two times speed. Oh no. Oh no, I lost it.
Aw, son of a bitch.
Full screen. No.
Oh yeah, there it is. Ugh.
So did you see? What is, yeah, what is that about?
It's just his tit skin.
And who is that? Is that Yusuf?
Oh, yeah. I think it is.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your titty, Yusuf?
Like, did he used to be fat and then that's the only skin that hung on?
Yeah, I get it. But, like, both of my tits suck. Not just one.
I mean, every lady has, like, you, everyone has bigger. One that's, like, bigger than the other
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Which one's like bigger?
It's the opposite of your dominant hand.
Yeah.
I was because you use those right muscles one. More. That's my theory.
I've heard that. Yeah. Mine's definitely my
I'm
right
like,
one.
I'm like, yeah.
It's my left one. It's lefty.
On, so I'm like.
I named yeah. them righty and lefty.
Potato and potato.
I don't have names for my tits. Somebody what? Named my tits.
I just named mine right now.
I just call them fat tits all the time. I don't know. I currently don't have a bra on. Don't look.
They need their own individual names.
Mm-hmm.
Fat tit.
Oh, sorry. I'm just kidding. That was so aggressive.
I'm an aggressive ass bitch, okay?
I don't know. I think we did long enough. If you wanna.
Oh, I wanna.
Call it a night.
I'm yawning.
Yeah, she's fucking sick of our boring asses.
God, guys, I had so much.
So lame. No.
It's only 2:45. My son will be home in roughly, I don't know, some hours.
Let me check my lesbian watch for you.
She just has pussy on that watch.
Yeah, it's Labes.
Labes o'clock.
It's Labes o'clock. Time to rub one out and go to bed.
That's what I plan to do.
I have to do the dishes and go to bed, but it's okay.
I have dishes to do also.
I'm just not going to do them because I don't have kids to deal with. So
I will be home around 7, I believe. Do you know where your kids are?
Hopefully they're in their room sleeping.
Mine better fucking be asleep or I'm gonna call his, I don't know, grandma.
Oh, well, I thought that's where he was. I was like, why would you call her? I was so confused.
No.
I forgot that someone exists.
Unfortunately. Oh.
Anyway.
Keep your stuff wet.
Oh, Nat, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
You've been a treasure.
You've been a real Nazi.
A real Nazi bitch, honestly.
You fit in great here.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Is there anywhere you want people to follow you or anything before we go?
Not home.
That people have tried to do that to me before and I don't like it.
Ew. I hate that for you.
What? Yeah. Why? Like creeps or like road just rage?
Creeps, you know, creeping ew. Around. I get away from them, creeping and crawling.
Oh no. Oh my God. It would be so much worse
if they're just crawling. Like army crawling through the grass.
Like possessed crawling.
I don't it's just good. A crackhead, you know.
Their eyes are all black.
Ew. Okay. Okay. Sorry for the nightmare.
Yikes.
Just find me on Twitter, I guess, if you want. I don't know. That's all.
Okay.
That's it. No more fucking questions.
No more questions. Just try and find me.
Catch me if you can.
Don't.
I told people to do that today in Lewis's Twitch chat. I was like, come find me, because they were asking me what my Instagram was. It's literally the same name that I have on Twitch. I'm like, find me. And they were someone was like, wow, women are really entitled now, aren't they?
Like, oh my god.
Dad, don't fucking tell people to find you. You'll get DMs.
Yeah. Well, I told them all to send me their dicks because they were fighting. And I was like, I'll settle this for you. If you all send me your dicks, I can tell you who has the biggest one. And no one did. Pussy. They found me. They did not send me their dicks.
Bunch of pussies.
I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. If you're not a pussy ass bitch, send Alex your fucking penis. I don't want it, but Alex does.
I'll take a gander. I don't necessarily, I'm not like desperate to see them.
She's lonely. Send her your penis.
Anyway. You're welcome.
You're welcome.